This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was remanded into custody after he faced a court Thursday following his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The 47-year-old was found guilty in Westminster Magistrates Court of breaching his bail. He faces up to 12 months for the conviction but has serious charges pending in the United States. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says he will fight his extradition to the United States, where he is expected to face charges related to the publication of tens of thousands of secret government documents.
This sets a dangerous precedent for all media organizations and journalists in Europe and elsewhere around the world. This precedent means that any journalist can be extradited for prosecution in the United States for having published truthful information about the United States.
The U.S. Justice Department said Assange was charged with conspiring with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to gain access to a government computer as part of a 2010 leak by WikiLeaks of hundreds of thousands of U.S. military reports. Meanwhile, at the White House, President Donald Trump changed his tune on WikiLeaks after its founder was arrested in London. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Night after night during the 2016 presidential race's closing weeks, Donald Trump praised Assange's hackers.
The Hillary Clinton documents released today by WikiLeaks.
Relishing the boost the damaging emails gave his campaign. At one rally, he said, "I love WikiLeaks." Today, after Assange's arrest, the president told reporters, "I know nothing about WikiLeaks.
It's not my deal in life."
The Justice Department's charging Assange in a computer hacking conspiracy, along with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA.